Love music. Live sport. With Doogie Jackson on Rock Sport Radio.
It's Thursday afternoon. Welcome along to Rock Sport Drive Time. Doug's in the chair until 6 o'clock tonight. We had Dirty Heads and, of course, before that, the Crash Test Dummies with a great wee XTC song called The Ballad of Peter Pumpkinhead. Now, our special guest is in the studio. What can I tell you about this lady? She captained Manchester Thunder last year. She was playing in New Zealand. Today, Sarah Bayman joins us in the studio to talk about signing for Scottish netball team UWS Sirens. Hello, welcome.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Good to be here.
Excellent. Can I tell you, can I ask you first off, how did you get here? How can you go from New Zealand, Manchester, to Scotland and UWS Sirens? How did that come about?
Netball is a small world and, yeah, the globe is definitely shrinking. But, yeah, I finished last season in New Zealand. I'd had a bit of contact with Sirens the year before when they were just starting out. And they got in contact and were sort of like, yeah, do you want to come and play? This is what we're doing. This is our vision, and it was exciting. You know, they're obviously a new team. This is the second season in the Super League for them, but also the stuff that they're doing off court. You know, I'm kind of getting towards the end of my career and want to do something a little bit more than just turn up, train and play. And so the stuff that they're doing with the Sirens for Success scheme in schools and engaging with the community and really pushing the agenda for women's sport in Scotland and the UK, I was sort of like, yeah, this is something I can definitely get on board with. And so, yeah, from Wellington in New Zealand to Glasgow.
A lot of your compatriots must have been quite surprised by that move, yes.
Yeah. But I think, like I was saying, people are moving about so much now that you've got people going from England to Australia, New Zealand, and then to come to Scotland. A few people raised a few eyebrows, but I'm happy with my decision. I'm excited to be here. So, yeah, it's all good.
Noah's happy with the weather, though, but that's another story for another time.
Nah. Yeah. But I'm from Manchester, so it's not even that bad. It doesn't rain as much.
God, that's saying something, eh? Listen, you touched on the off-court activity there, which is something I wanted to stay with just for a moment here. Before you came in, myself and producer Hamish were having a chat about how there's quite a few years difference between Hamish and I, right? But when I went to school, girls played netball and boys played basketball. Hamish, as I say, who's about 150 years younger than me and has just left school, but he stopped by university for a wee while as well, he says it's pretty much the same thing. These days, girls play netball, boys play basketball. Why is that? And why have we still got these gender-defining roles? I mean, why is that still going on?
I have no idea, if I'm being honest. Like I was saying, in Australia and New Zealand, mixed netball, men's netball is a lot bigger than it is here. But like for me to gain a fan base of male fans and get them coming with the sons as well to games, you've got to let people enjoy the game. You've got to let them experience it. So, yeah, I think it should be done in schools. You know, if you're going to get the girls playing rugby and football, then why can't the boys have a go at the netball? Because mostly when they play it, they realise it's more difficult than they think it's going to be. There's a lot of rules to catch on to. But boys are usually pretty good at it because it's an invasion game. It's kind of similar principles to team sports like rugby, football, hockey. And, you know, I think it'd be great for it to get into schools for boys as well.
And that is another part of the job for you, as you mentioned earlier. What's the reaction are you getting when you go out and you talk to kids in schools and you talk to people on the street about the game?
I think it's just growing and growing. You know, it's the game's a lot more visible now because it's on Sky Sports and people just flicking through kind of happen upon it as well. But I don't think you get the feel for it unless you come to a live game because you don't see the pace of it, you don't see the physicality of it, and you know it's mostly the men that come to the games who after the game are like, whoa, like that was brutal. Like I thought this was a non-contact sport, and you guys are like knocking seven bells out of each other, and it is mostly the guys because like it's the first time I've seen a live game and it's completely different. And so the reaction at the minute is really positive, and I think the push on women's sport is huge, and Sirens are really trying to get involved with that and make sure that the women's sport agenda is high up there. And you know the community support for Sirens is massive and something we're very proud of, and we'll continue to try and grow by getting out there and coaching and getting in the community and making sure that we're accessible for people.
And I assume at the end of the day it all boils down to cash, doesn't it, really? And it's about putting that cash back into the game, back into the work that you're doing off court as well. Yeah,
definitely. And a lot of the kind of arguments against women's sport getting media coverage is that it doesn't generate as much sponsorship and cash. And that's kind of part of what we're doing, making sure that it's much more visible and people know about it, and starting that from grassroots. So, yeah, we're in the schools and we're in the clubs and people know who we are and they see us and they want to come to the games, and it build it from there.
Sarah, we touched very briefly on the school situation between netball and basketball, but we didn't ask what are the main differences? What's the differences between netball and basketball? I'm going to put you in the spot here.
I mean, there's quite a few, but the main ones are basketball, you obviously bounce the ball to dribble. Netball, you can't do that, so you can only take two steps with the ball, then you've got to pass it. There's no backboard in netball, so you've got to go straight through the hoop or it goes off the back line. And only two players can shoot in netball, unlike basketball, where it's the whole team. So you've got two shooting players, and each goal is only worth 1 point. So there's no multiple point goals.
Wow, I did not know that. Yeah. Hang on a minute. I look at producer Hamish's face, and no, he didn't know that either. There you go. Right. Well, listen, it's an education having you in this show, definitely. You, when you were signed, were part of a dream team signing squad. Who else was included at that point? Because you've been with the club for how long?
Oh, I got here in November, so a couple of months.
But there were other signings that happened right about the same time as your arrival. Who were they?
Yeah, I mean, we've got a couple of Jamaican players. So Chantelle Slater, who has come from... She played in Bath last year. She's come up here this year. And Nicole Aitken-Pinnock re-signed. So she was here last year, signed for another year. She was in the Super League Dream Team last year, so a big re-sign in there for Sirens. And then there's quite a few of the Scottish girls in here. So Scotland obviously going to Com Games in March. Mm. And so they're heavy in prep for that. So we've got a lot of those players as well. And it's exciting, you know, to kind of come into a team that's been blended together, and really... you feel like Sirens took the time to pick the players they wanted and target specific players, and hopefully it'll come together in a month or so's time.
And a new coach as well this season, yes.
Yeah.
Who has a connection to New Zealand as well. Did you meet her in New Zealand? Or
no, it's a tiny, tiny world. So Tanya Derns is our coach. I was at Central Pulse in New Zealand last year.
Right.
The year before that, she coached Central Pulse, but we never actually crossed over. So
brilliant.
Yeah, it's just a...
Nobody would believe that.
No, a lot of coincidences, and now we've both ended up in Glasgow, hundreds of miles from home for me and thousands for her. So, yeah, just a small world.
It is, but a happy accident. You're there, and everything's looking very positive. Let's look towards the season then and just chat about the games. The first game on when? Beginning of February?
Yeah, 10th of February. I think we start with two or three away games, so we're away in Loughborough on the 10th of February. But then from there, it kind of rolls on through until the middle of March, when it goes on a break for the Commonwealth Games. Mm-hmm. So I think our last game before the break is the 16th of March at home against Seven Stars. So from then we'll have a few weeks off for Com Games athletes, and then come back in and keep cracking on until June.
Excellent. You've got a lot of Sirens away at the Commonwealth Games?
Yeah, we will have with the Scottish girls, and then obviously we've got Scottish, Jamaican, English in our team. All those teams are going to Commonwealth Games, and so squad selections will decide how many players we have away.
Mm.
But there could just be a couple of people training here for a few weeks on their own.
As you wave everybody off to the Gold Coast to the airport.
Yeah, have a nice time. Not jealous at all.
Honestly, she's not turning green with envy. Yeah. If people are listening to this just now and they want to find out more about the game, more about you guys, the Sirens, how do they do that? Becoming involved in the game, where would you direct them to?
I mean, just get online, go to the Sirens website. That's probably the best place to start. All the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Sirens have pretty much got it covered off. And the content that they put out there is really good. And so if you're a school or a club, there's something for you. If you're a fan wanting to get involved, or you want to volunteer, anything really, just get online, look it up, and you'll probably find something that interests you.
Excellent. Well, listen, you had a great first season, and more power to you for this season coming, starting in February.
Thank you.
And hopefully we'll see you back in here to tell us more about the
definitely.
Game.
Great Thanks.
Game. As I said, it's been an education. And we thank you. Great to have you in the studio, Sarah.
No worries.
Cheers.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye now.
Love music, live sport with Doogie Jackson on Rock Sport Radio.